What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Chat with Kat. Y'all, listen, this is like a little freestyle episode because usually I give myself a little outline and I just do what I do, but I just felt the need to just speak freely and not go off of a script, because that's what I usually do. I like set myself up a script so I can stay on task, because I know I can get off and go on a tangent, which I'm trying to do right now. But this is more so just like one of my verbal journals, me just talking my shit. I don't know, y'all, but I'm just really at a place in life where I just feel so at peace. Like, I'm so happy, I'm so fulfilled, and I just feel like things are getting better and better for me in a way that I can't even describe. And I don't even mean in a surface level, superficial type of way. Like, I'm just speaking, like, even internally, the way that I can, like, really not only just create my reality and manifest and all of those things, like, but I can literally cultivate my life. I can, like, sit in stillness and silence and literally hear God's voice. And it sounds so crazy. But listen, I said that I wanted to be authentic and I wanted to just be real. And it's not about views. It's not about validation, because, like, I don't know. I feel like I've been validated by the Most High. Like, just the things that I've been receiving, like, there's nothing more than that I need than that. Like, I don't know. It just feels really good. I don't know. I'm just really excited about where life is about to go. I'm just going to follow the lead of wherever this journey takes me, because, you know, it's definitely different. It's definitely something I wasn't expecting. It's definitely, sometimes it's hard to talk about. It gets lonely. Like, I don't even have this conversation with any of my friends. Like, none of my friends I talk to about this shit, because it's just me. And I realize it's just something that you do have to go through on your own. Regardless of who's there for you as a support system, it's still, like, your own. And you still have to go through it on your own. You still have to think through things on your own. You still have to heal those things in your shadow that are keeping you bound in those chains, in this box, in this ongoing cycle of limitations. But for me, I choose to no longer operate in that. I choose to operate in my highest self. I choose to move with my highest vibration. I want to be happy. I want my kids to say, "Mommy was happy. She was always smiling. She was always laughing. She was always in a good mood." Because, to be honest, of course, having money is amazing. It's a great feeling. Like, you know, you just had this freedom of just feeling, like, I don't gotta worry about anything. That is amazing. That's an amazing feeling in itself. Don't get me wrong. But the feeling of just, like, peace, just not worrying about anything. I don't know if it's because, like, honestly, y'all, I turned off the news. I see things here and there because I still am on Instagram. I'm still on TikTok. I'm on all those things. So I see things that way, and I might go and look at it. But, like, for the most part, I try to, like, remove myself from that space, because, like, what is it doing for you? Like, for real, like, how is it helping you, like, for your highest good? Like, for me, that's what I'm just starting to think about. Like, the things that I consume, whether it be by eating, by watching, whatever it may be, like, what am I consuming? Like, what am I releasing? What am I holding on to? What am I teaching my children? But I just want to get to the point where I'm living and operating in my highest self and not afraid. And, you know, I think that's one reason that, like, I mean, it's been a big struggle for me, the whole religion thing, because obviously I've been rooted and grounded in that, right? But, like, that's the one thing I feel like kind of holds me back from fully stepping into my power, just that fear of the unknown or what you've been taught about how this and that. The truth is, y'all, like, something is calling me and I can't ignore it. And I know that I asked God to know God outside of religion, so in doing so, I feel like so many things have been brought my way, and I have to, like, document it. And everything I keep seeing is like, document it. So, okay, just document it. Like, it's fine. If nobody hears this, it's fine. This is something that I can go back and listen to on my own and be like, girl, like, listen to you. Look at where you come from. Like, if I had this microphone, I probably have recordings from this time, but, like, I was going through it. Y'all don't understand. If anybody's listening, it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, the way that I went through it, like, from not loving myself, from not liking to what I see, to getting up in the morning looking at myself like, damn, you fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't understand. Like, it doesn't matter how many times, and I'm pretty sure that it helps a lot that I have a loving, caring husband that's always pouring into me. He always pours into me, so that probably has been helped me more than I know. But, like, it really doesn't hit you until you start to notice it for yourself. When you start to love you for the same you that you that everybody else sees in you, it's different. It hits differently. But I just wanted to stop by and say this. I don't want to stay on here long. I need to go look for my stuff. And yeah, I'm going to be posting this. I'm going to be posting this in addition to, I think I had, like, really it's 4 episodes that I need to post. And I guess I could just post them all back to back, or should I just schedule them? Like, a part of me feels like I should just schedule them. It'll make me feel like I'm ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying? I think I should schedule them. I should just go ahead and post. What did I even do for the last episode? It was 2, I don't know. I recorded 2 episodes, so I have to go back and look what they even were. But yeah, this was me just freestyling the episode because I just felt like I needed to get it off my chest. It's June 2025, and I literally manifested my life, and now I have to, like, sit in it. I'm so grateful. And it's not just about the financial. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think, like, that's the thing. Like, maybe that's what people think, but I don't feel like that's the thing for me. Like, the peace that I feel. Like, I'm about to go paint and talk to my birds now before my husband comes on the grill, because I'm gonna learn how to come grill. So I need to get right so that I can go live for that. So yeah, like, I'm really trying to just be me, just be free. Forget the views, forget the likes, forget the shares, forget validation. Just share real life, real things. Cause yeah, we live in a simulation. We are. We are. None of this is real, y'all. None of this is real. None of this is matters. None of this matters. So, who are you? I saw something when somebody said, who are you when you remove all the titles? When you remove religion and dogma and all the things that you've been taught. Like, who are you? What do you believe? What is your purpose in life? What did you come here to do? Like, that's just what I am. Like, that's just the wave that I'm on. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not. Let me say this. The more I just know, the more I learn, the more I know, I just feel like God can't be placed in a box. And religion is only a portion of what God is. And if you ever look at all religion, there's certain things that all religions have in common. And if you take the time to just research, I'm not going to do it for you, because that's something that you have to do on your own, if that's what's calling your soul, you know. I'll share what you know, is laid on my heart to share, but I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm not trying to change your thoughts or your beliefs. If anything, I am trying to help you see the greatness within yourself, to see the light that you are, to help you see that you are loved unconditionally, and you have the ability to change that because you are a co-creator with the Most High. But it's up to you to do that. Nobody can do that for you. So again, like, this is not to change anybody's beliefs about anything, because obviously I believe in God. And I just believe in things a little bit differently than I used to. Not really a lot, just a little bit. I just don't believe in lack and stress and all that. I just believe that if you focus on those things will come to you. And I think that that is true. When you focus on those will come to you. But again, I said I was about to end this about 2 minutes ago, so I'm about to go ahead and end this because it's 12 minutes, which it will be cut down. So stay rooted in love and grounded in truth. Love you. Bye.